always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabaka, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabaka, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up, man? Today is a day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad, and we will yada the King, and his name is none other than Jesus Christ. We're excited to be back here. Man, just a lot of things has been going on. Man, unfortunately, Kingdom 7 is not with me today. He's actually on call. Like I said, he's in the military. So sometimes, you know, they pull their rank, you know, and he's doing this thing. And we appreciate actually everybody that's in the military serving our country right now. We want to say thank you very much. Without you, this world would be a jacked up place. And that's real talk. But today we're going to actually interview our sister, Janelle Coleman. She's originally from Maryland, but she actually is residing in the A, you know what I'm saying, ATL, Atlanta. And we're going to talk.
Hey.
That's what's up. She's with us right now. We're actually going to talk indeed. A little bit about your testimony. How you feel about that? You ready to share your testimony with the people?
I am ready to share my testimony.
Okay, so we're going to ask.
It's a powerful one.
Hey, every testimony is powerful because people can understand the power of God and how it changed your life. And if it changed your life, it can also change theirs. Amen.
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 And we overcome by the word of our testimony. Amen.
Uh-oh, she already preaching, man. We ain't even got started with the interview yet. And she taking the scriptures out, man. I'm excited about that. Man, we're going to get it in. Actually, today's topic is accountability. Janelle, what do you hear when you first hear that word accountability? And don't give it all away. Just tell them what you hear right now.
Accountability. I hear, number one, especially resonating personally with me, self-control. I am accountable to Christ. So I just keep self-control, you know, watch what we say, watch what we do. We are accountable to Christ. We don't want to shame him. We don't want to grieve him. So, if that would be right off the top, That's what I'm hearing in my spirit.
Okay.
So you know, you're
getting a glimpse of where she's going. We're going to go there in a little bit in the show, man. We're excited. We got some new music that I'm going to be playing. This is actually from Pro PSA Volume 2. It just came out, available at thesouth.com. The song is called Get In featuring Susie Rock and D-Mob. Let's check this song out on Yada Da King Radio.
I'm a King James, Dwayne Wade, and Bosha. my life, I win. Always on the move, always on the go. Always gonna keep him on the high, never on the low. So don't be surprised when I come and show his character and my lifestyle end when I flow. Yeah, your boy grind like bad breaks, hoping I can get a message across to slow up the crime rates. I put my faith in action, cause good ain't no time wait for no man, but with Jesus I'm straight.
They wanna see us fall, we gon' set it off.
What's poppin'? It's your man Pro, and you can catch me on Yada Da King Radio. Get at us.
Yeah. Okay. You know, I'm burning up for Jesus, man.
Yeah.
What's happening? What's poppin' right?
Got a book? Are you in need of publishing services?
Has God shared a vision with you that you need to get out to the masses?
Do you need help in pulling it all together?
The staff at Hunter Heart Publishing is ready to serve your book publishing needs.
Log on to HunterHeartPublishing.com today to submit your manuscript for review.
We are excited to share with you in a vision to offer God's heart to a dying world.
Visit HunterHeartPublishing.com.
Hunter Heart Publishing. offer God's heart to a dying world.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
I always gotta keep my praise to me.
Yada Da King Radio, banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Join us in the chat room every Sunday and Thursday, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., where we get it in with the best in the gospel urban community. Go to yadadaking.com and check out the interviews, blogs, and devotionals. Subscribe to the podcast through iTunes and Zoom and stream from the Yada Da King mobile app. We Yada Da King. Yo, that was Jida. Song was called Burning Up. And you know what we're doing. We're burning up them ways. We're burning up them old ways. And we're making sure that we're on fire for the Lord. And I got a sister that's on fire for God right now. Her name is Janelle Coleman. Make some noise for the live stream and the podcasters.
Hey.
And she's with us. And man, it was like we couldn't. You know, we were almost about to share the testimony. And she's like, no, I want to wait. And I'm like, man, enough of the waiting. We want you to be able to share your testimony with the people. Let them know
Amen.
How God gripped you, how he saved you, and even the things that God is teaching you today.
Amen. Okay. Really what brought me to Christ, when I was 16, I became pregnant. Mm. I was living in with my mom. Well, first, let me go back a little bit.
Okay.
My grandparents raised me until I was 10. Mm. My mother, who had had me when she was 16. Are you following me?
Yes.
I just told you two
generations.
Big boom.
Yeah.
Okay, you got that. So my grandparents raised me till I was 10. So I finally moved with my mom. When I was 10, she had had me when she was 16, and so my grandparents were like, no, you're too young, we'll keep her, blah, 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 and I wound up not wanting to leave my grandparents till a little later. Moved in with my mom and my stepdad. Life goes on. Junior high school, boom, I get pregnant at 16. Things got really rough. I was, the father of my children, actually, he was older than me, and it was just rough. My stepdad and I couldn't get along, so I basically left out of my mother's house with a newborn baby at the age of 16, and moved in with my, at that time, boyfriend. I had to catch 4 buses to just get to high school,
wow.
Cross town. And my grandmother reached back because she's the one that made me go to church. You know, that wasn't the atmosphere of my mother's house at all. Wow. When I left my grandparents, it wasn't you had to go to church or any of that. It was like my mom was like in that hippie thing. So it was like, and love her to death and God bless her. But, I'm transparent when I talk about it.
Yeah.
It was weed, a lot of alcohol, all of that stuff. Mm. So my grandmother was like, you may be pregnant, but you're going to graduate high school. So I moved back home and did just that. But when, I had gone to church, but I didn't know, I had the tradition of church, but I didn't have a personal relationship with Jesus. So when I came back, and had my son, and that's when I started going back to church, of course, because that was Nanny and Pap's routine, going to church. And that's when I gave my life to Christ when I was 17. I gave my life to Christ. And, got on that path, and that's when I really started singing in the choirs and everything like that. But, the story doesn't end there.
Right.
Don, the story does not end there. So, had my my first child at 16, and then, you know, had my daughter 6 years later, but I was married and everything.
Yeah.
You know, all right. So going along to push, to go forward even a little bit more, relocated. Things didn't work out with me and my first husband because we were on different paths. Again, drugs and alcohol and just things of that nature. So relocated here, met my husband, you know, before he came to Atlanta, but he was en route to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Music brought us together. You know, music and ministry brought us together. But when I got down here, we brought my youngest, my daughter, and lo and behold, she got pregnant when she was 16. Mm. So we are talking three generations of teenage pregnancy, staring right in our face. So when my granddaughter gets 16, I absolutely am, I mean, I'm in a spiritual warfare, in prayer for that baby.
Yeah.
Not to go the same way and for that curse to be broken.
Amen.
And I'm asking and literally begging God, please show me what to do differently.
Yeah.
You know, even you understand what I'm saying? Because when you stand from my position and you can look back and you can say, okay, my mother, and it's just all of us, 16, my mother, me, my daughter, it's got to stop. And so, you know, I'm afraid, if I'm going to be really honest about it, that the same thing will happen to her. And I know I've turned it over to God and she's in his hands and mm-hmm. I'm believing him and trusting him for something different for her. But don't you think that every time I don't change her pamper or stare into those beautiful brown eyes of hers, that I don't have the thought, God, please, please let her have a full childhood.
Yeah.
Let her, you know, not be thrust into this, you know, into that situation, because it is not easy. Right now, my husband and I are raising her to allow my daughter. And mind you, my husband stepped up. He is the step granddad.
Yeah.
And has allowed, you know, a lot of men wouldn't do that. She ain't mine. You know, that mentality. Oh, no. He has come, you know, just stood behind me, supported my daughter, you know, to let her finish high school. But she's in Maryland.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So there's all kind. You understand what I'm saying? So there's all kind of twists. So while I say, you know, I'm grandma, but we are full-time parents right now. My daughter is in Maryland finishing school. She's not here. She's not in the next room.
Yeah.
So it totally flipped our world. Can you imagine? My husband is in radio. I'm all over the place singing. You know, it's hectic. It's tough.
Yeah.
But God, you know, and we pay for everything. Financially, it's a huge undertaking.
Yeah.
For a baby. But God is so good. And, you know, when I spoke with the youth last night, I was almost in tears because I was like, you can get to where you need to go. And certainly God is able and there's nothing too hard for God. You can still go to college and you can still achieve all your goals and dreams and aspirations. But you best believe there is a price to pay. And it's going to be some detours because of the decisions that we make. So maybe not denied, but certainly delayed because of our decisions.
Right.
And I just look back at this stage in my life and I'm like, right now, what can I do to show, you know, my granddaughter something different? Mm. Even right now, as young as she is,
yeah.
Something different, some stability, you know. It's just a very, very big, big, huge issue. My teenage pregnancy brought me to Christ.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But I don't necessarily want that to be her testimony. You know what I mean? Is that odd to say that?
No, I understand what you're saying. It's you want the best for your kids. And actually, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go into one of your songs. Even with all the stuff that went on, you came to the place where you say Jesus is still Lord. And we're going to go to that song from you. Is that cool?
Absolutely. That is very cool.
Okay. So we're going to go into that song now here on Yada Da King Radio. Let's check it out.
Home, home, home. It's just the way that you love me. It's just the way that you can. It's just the way that you love me. It's just the way that you can. Close my eyes, I felt you all so near as I held my pillow tight. No more lonely days, no more sleepless nights. I feel secure in your arms, Lord, I'm glad you're in my life.
It's just the way that you love me.
Feel so good inside.
It's just the way that you can. Just the way that you love me.
Lord, I'm glad you're in my life.
It's just the way that you can.
Ooh, it's just the way. You gave me peace that the world can't understand. You gave me joy and the world can't comprehend. No, you gave me life to live abundantly. Feel so good to be loved by you. Oh God, I feel so free.
It's just the way that you love me.
It feels so good inside.
It's just the way that you can.
Ooh, I know that you'll be there.
It's just the way that you love me.
It's just the way.
It's just the way that
it's just over and over again.
You changed my heart and set me free.
Set me free. And that is why I'll always love you so.
I just want you to know.
And that is why I'll never let you go.
It's just the way that you love me.
Ooh, it feels so good inside.
It's just the way that you.
Yo, that was our sister Samantha Cardwell, the lawyer and music minister. We got it in with her not too long ago. I think that was actually a week ago or 2 weeks ago. And we were talking about her ministry, man. And it's just exciting to see how women of God are moving forward. And I got another woman of God that's moving forward in the ministry that God has called her to. That once again, that's Janelle Coleman. And we're going to talk a little bit about your music ministry. How long have you been singing? Was this something that you like, did you discover this at a young age, or did it take, you know what I'm saying, growing up and all that for you to understand, hey, I can sing a little bit?
Well, actually, my whole family, my great-grandmother was a church musician for 52 years.
Wow.
My great-grandma lived till she passed when she was 94, but she was, you know, our home church musician for 52 years.
Can I get
so when
an
I
amen?
Tell you I come from a musical family, I got uncles and great uncles and aunts and great aunts.
Yeah.
I'll be yin yang, 13 of them, you know, that just sing. So you kind of, if you didn't sing, you was kind of the eyeball. What, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, so on any given day, there's, you know, iron sharpens iron. And they'll put it on me, you know, hold up, hit this. But, you know, we're just a very musical family. And so I grew up singing with them in the church. And,
yeah.
You know, that was, again, I was living with Nanny and Pat, you know, my grandparents. And boy, my grandfather could hit some Al Green like you don't even want to. I mean, he would just, oh my goodness, and Bobby Blue Bland and all those, you know, Fats Domino and all that.
Yeah.
But we just grew up in the church singing, and so, yeah, I knew it was just, you know, part of my existence. I just, it, you know, they'd be playing cards and singing gospel music. I mean, you know, if I'm gonna be honest, and you know, it'd be Friday night card games, and they'd be, you know, singing, going up the rough side of the mountain, all that stuff. So, you know, just in my blood. And as I got older, they started pushing me out in the front a little bit. I was like, oh, okay, she can carry two tunes in a bucket, you know.
Yeah.
So they would push me out to the front a little bit. And as that progressed, and as I got older, I just, you know, God elevated me. I became the choir director. And from there, that choir director took me to, like, a recording choir. Mm. And so I was started singing with Tri-Area Community Choir, and that's where I really saw, like, the business or the professional part of singing, because we recorded, and I'm a soloist on a couple of those records, and that's when we were, like, opening for Shirley Caesar and Yolanda Adams and John P. So, you know, that really broadened my horizon musically, just the caliber of musicians, and I was like, whoa, these people, I need to sit down and shut up, you know, the vocal, you know, some of the singers. So just really, what's that saying, since you knee high to a grasshopper or something like that, I mean, really all my life, I got to do that. I was the senior soloist for graduation, you know, plays, different plays. I tried to do a little play in New York, and so just, you know, different stuff along the way, and it just stuck. And finally God said, you know what, now it's time for you to say what I want you to say, you know, and just you're gonna be, for lack of a better word, the front man, you know what I mean, and you're gonna, you know, be the, you know, I'm just giving you this mantle. Let me see what you do with it.
Yeah.
So he allowed me to record and do my first project. And to God be the glory, that is just off the chain. Again, I got to do Spanish on there and you know, the traditional. And just independently found a lot of wonderful success up in the D.C. metropolitan area. You know what I mean? Maryland, D.C. and Virginia. Since I've relocated, wow, this is a whole new world to me, because now that I'm in Atlanta, more doors have just been opening up, and it's like, God, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, it's phenomenal what he is doing.
Right.
That's all I can... It is phenomenal what God is... Wow. You know... So I am just trying to balance everything and not trip,
right.
Not, you know, and just ride, you know, just stay in the passenger seat and let God just go ahead and take me where he's going to take me.
Okay, well, listen, we're going to go into another song of yours called You Are Alone. Featuring your husband G Wade, and I gotta say that now since I know that, you know what I'm saying, but
you alone.
Yeah, what you know, what how did this song come about? Who made the music, and just tell them a little bit about You Alone. What is this whole song about?
Well, basically it's just a song, and I'm just saying, you alone, God, you know, I love you, Lord, more than anything, just praise to God.
Yeah.
Basically is what it is. And let me share another little secret. When my husband is on that track, but I didn't know him at the time.
Mm.
This song brought us together.
Wow.
In a weird kind of way, because
can I get an amen?
The gentleman that executive produced it, Chucky Caldwell, he knew Gene. They were friends. I had no idea. I was this little country girl from up in Maryland, you know, and he was putting my album together. And one day when I came back to the studio, he was like, hey, check this out. I want to see if you like this. One of my homies jumped on the track or whatever, you know. And so I listened to it and I loved it. I was like, oh, yeah, I like that. But I didn't meet him, you know, until three or four years later.
Yeah.
Interesting, right?
That's crazy.
So, 4 years later, when I got the opportunity to do like a listening party, like a little listening party for that project, G just happened to email me, hey sis, enjoy your music. I'm actually on one of the tracks. I know you don't know me, but I'm just letting you know I praise God for you and keep doing what you're doing, you know, keep working hard in the ministry. And I was like, hey, yeah, I'm getting ready to do a CD party, you know, a CD release party. Would you want to perform that song with me? And he came through.
Yeah.
And the rest is history.
Wow. Hey, this is a God song. He put this thing together. G. Wade and Janelle Coleman, who actually didn't know each other at the time, they collabed on this song.
Did not know
them. Hey, I want y'all to check this out here on Yada Da King Radio. Let's go into that song.
I love you, Lord, more than anything. You restored my soul, a brand new song to sing. You made the crooked straight, a wonder to behold.
Spirit of Elijah, young dude, attitude of victory. KOG, homie, so your pigeon knees. Under your labels, fables getting exposed. Can't get caught slipping, gotta stay on my toes. Let's go to the secret place and get laced up. Face down, you'll find me with my heart raised up. Turn the bass up, we dare to blaze up. I'm telling young lawyers, y'all get your weight up. Stay tucked in heatery, not weapons or machinery. My arsenal is heavenly, so ain't nobody seeing me. 66 shooter, use it just like a Ruger. Y'all ain't knowing he clean me inside out like Roto-Rooter. I'm a fool, I'm a fool, I'm a fool, I'm a fool, I'm a fool for Jesus, a fool for Jesus, a fool for Jesus. I'm a fool, I'm a fool, I'm a fool, I'm a fool, I'm a fool for Jesus, a fool for Jesus, a fool for Jesus. I'm a fool.
Pulled out on me, knives drawn out on me, bullets fired all the rounds, still no tragedy. Even in the times when I was living wrong, angels stayed close to the prayers of my mom. They respond with a quickness, now I go the distance. Love lifting me out of prison, now I'm a witness. My conviction got me spitting this wisdom. Rocking God's armor like you rock a fresh fitted. Get up in them with venom and split them wide open. In the name of Yeshua, all curses and lies broken. Yes, my rhyme potent, injecting divine potion. Demons is left frozen, many called, few chosen. Take risks by shifting minds of mind blind. Brand new paradigms, scales come off eyes. Can't you see the signs? It's time to get in line. While it's daylight, I'ma stay up on my grind. I'm a fool, I'm a fool, I'm a fool, I'm a fool, I'm a fool for Jesus. A fool for Jesus, a fool for Jesus. I'm a fool, I'm a fool, I'm a fool, I'm a fool, I'm a fool for Jesus, a fool for Jesus, a fool for Jesus.
Now I'ma tell you what it means to be a fool for Jesus. It means you rep his name in front of non-believers. Walk in integrity and lead the enemy grievous. Until the sky sits and he comes back to receive us. The wealth of the wicked waiting for someone to get it. Work hard all the time, sowing seed, drinking liquid. Invest in replication through the nations, did you get it? Discipleship's a must, only reason why we living. The sun rises, cause he's building the ecclesia to inherit the kingdom. False church deceiving you. You're eating from the media, trying to find the secret. Adulterous generation, be careful who you sleep with. Beat this war cry worldwide, sing it with pride. Put the track on repeat, let it get deep inside. He abides when we sign our lives over to him. He rescued me from death, that's why I sing it again. I'm a fool, I'm a fool, I'm a fool, I'm a fool, I'm a fool for Jesus, a fool for Jesus, a fool for Jesus. I'm a fool, I'm a fool, I'm a fool, I'm a fool, I'm a fool for Jesus, a fool for Jesus, a fool for Jesus. I'm a fool, I'm a fool, I'm a fool, I'm a fool, I'm a fool for Jesus, a fool for Jesus, a fool for Jesus. I'm a fool, I'm a fool, I'm a fool, I'm a fool, I'm a fool for Jesus.
Hey yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What? What?
Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
SunnySouth.com, the online source for all hip hop.
This is the one.
CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile. Who are you? SunnySouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads. Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio. Watch videos on the TV network and more and more and more at thesouth.com. TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California.
West Coast rapping.
West Coast Fire is now online. Online.
Live online.
A new gospel hip hop site repping the West Coast.
The hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms.
Online community.
And most of all.
Yo, turn it up.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Log on to westcoastfire.com now.
Streaming
leaders on the West Coast.
WestCoastFire.com.
Yo, that was Advocate. Song was called I'm a Fool. Man, and if we have to be fools, just like Paul says, we're going to be fools for Jesus. And that's what that whole song is about. We are fools for Jesus. And we got my sister Janelle Coleman with us. And she, if you were not here with us during the whole podcast, during the live stream, I don't know what's wrong with you. You missed a lot. You know what I'm saying? But I'm excited about her heart. Some of the people in the live stream are saying, hey, she's confident, joyful, and really moving in the spirit of God. And man, we just excited. But we're going to talk about this topic, which you just talked a little bit about accountability as we were in a live stream.
Yeah.
But as I said earlier, when I first said accountability, you named some things. But the first question that I ask is, who should we be accountable to?
Well, I'm going to say first and foremost, of course, God.
Right.
And because of our accountability to Him, we can then understand accountability to our spouse, to our children, you know, and so on and so forth. Even accountability on our jobs, if we have them.
Yeah.
Accountability to Christ, He makes you understand your role in every relationship that you have. Does that make sense?
Right.
So because I'm accountable to Christ, it's like He says, you know, render to God what's God, but render to Caesar what's Caesar. So because, or work on your job as unto God. You know what I'm saying? So He's saying, if you're accountable to me, then I'm then going to make it so that you understand your role in all of these relationships. You're going to do the right thing. You're going to be an accountable wife. You're going to be an accountable mother. You're going to live right, do right in front of these folks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, that's
so
good.
So the accountability to God encumbers every relationship that we're ever going to encounter.
Wow, I think that's powerful, because with you saying that, and I always say this, if there's no God in our life, you can't expect anybody to keep their word, because there's no reason for them to keep their word.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Thank you. You just clarified my whole point.
Yeah. So with that being said, why is accountability necessary?
Can I keep it real? Oh my goodness. It'd be complete anarchy. I mean, without the accountability, we don't care. I mean, we don't. So we treat people any old kind of way.
Yeah.
And we use people, and we take advantage, and we rob, and we steal, and we kill, and we're heathens at best.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So the accountability makes us, you know, we have to answer to. We
right.
have to answer for our actions. You know, I should not. My husband should be able to go through my phone.
Right.
Whether he does that or not.
Uh-oh.
I'm accountable.
You're going to cause problems. You're going to cause problems saying stuff like that.
But, you know, but let me make it clear. I had to learn that.
Yeah.
I had to learn that, and it didn't come easy. It didn't come easy, but it's like, if I'm accountable and I'm doing my part and I'm who I say I am,
right,
then I don't have nothing to hide.
That's right.
But if you can get to that place, you are so free. That's the reward. The reward of accountability is, if you take that on in a very serious manner, then you are so free.
Yeah.
You can literally let your hair down and live day to day. I mean, can't nobody say nothing to you? Then you know there's nothing nobody can say about
right.
you, because you're not scheming, you're not cheating, you're not undermining, you're not backstabbing. You are free.
Mm.
And is every single day perfect? By no means am I saying that. We all sin and fall short of the glory. You know what I'm saying? Repentance is a daily practice, right?
Right.
But what I'm saying is, whoa, the pressure that's lifted off. I mean, I just sat straight up just talking about it, because it's like, because I know I'm accountable, I know I can't do certain things.
Right.
And I know I've always got to check myself before I wreck myself.
Glory. Hallelujah.
No, that's right.
I know that. So I can't play with that. There's no room for play.
Hmm.
When we play, that's called divorce, broken homes.
Right.
You know, just anything. You could fall into anything. If you don't stand for something, you fall for anything, right? So if you're not standing your ground and standing on the principles of God and standing on His word, then you will fall for anything.
That's
and
right.
I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are. You are lying to yourself
right.
if you think you're not susceptible to sin. Unless you are guarding your heart, guarding your mind, thinking towards Christ, thinking on God, and saying, today I'm purposing my life to be better than it was yesterday. I'm purposing my life to be focused on God and focused on treating people right and being a better friend, a better neighbor. If you don't do that, it is so easy to slip into some ugly stuff.
Right.
So that accountability is huge. I am accountable to my husband. I am accountable to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ first and foremost.
Right.
Because nobody else has a heaven or hell to put me in but Him.
Amen.
But then because of that, I know that I got to stay on my P's and Q's with my husband, with my children, and so on and so forth. It's just the trickle-down theory.
Okay.
Now,
let me ask you this. Who is accountability for? You kind of answered it, but I'm going to let you go ahead and answer it again. Who, if I'm a pastor, do I need to have accountability? If I'm a youth, if I'm a 2-year-old, do I need to have accountability? Who should accountability be for?
I believe everybody has to have accountability. I believe everyone is accountable. Now, you mentioned the 2-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not exactly sure, and you can probably say, but doesn't the Bible speak of the age of accountability?
Right, right.
Okay, and I don't know exactly where that is, but I'm not sure about the 2-year-old, but what I can say is my grandbaby's almost 2.
Mm-hmm.
And when she don't get her way, she's pouting and kind of like acting out and pretend she's going to throw herself on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
But so we are innately, we have personalities, we have attitudes. Where did she learn that from? I didn't teach her that. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
She's coming in and of herself, right? It's innate. We are born with emotions, so on and so forth. Now, I'm not sure about that accountability, and we might have to do a quick Bible study or something and grab that, but everyone is accountable. Our children are accountable to their teachers, to
yeah.
their schoolwork. You know, it's a never-ending, situation.
Right.
Never ending. Everybody's accountable, because otherwise, just like I said before, if you don't have accountability, you have anarchy. It's lawlessness.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It'd be like being in a traffic jam with traffic with no lights directing. Everybody just be doing whatever they want to do, driving all on whatever side of the road they want to, and you know, not stopping. I mean, accountability keeps us in order, and it keeps us, I would say, if it's not a stretch, like sane. I mean, it keeps some sort of, so you can count on when you get to the red light, stop.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I'm a married woman. So accountability says to me, and I even had to learn this the hard way. I mean, I really had to, I really just, honestly, I've been in a growth, you know, as a married woman, there's certain things, just behaviors I can't do. I can't, even with coworkers, I can't go to lunch with a male on my job. No, I'm accountable to my husband.
Yeah.
So if it's not a group of, if it's not a group thing, I'm not, me as a wife, the only man that I'm getting in the car with, and it's just me and that other man, is my husband.
Right. No, that's
good. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because I am accountable, and I don't want any room for question. I had to learn that.
Yeah.
But please, don't misunderstand me. I had to get a perspective. And when I got that perspective, it was like, oh my goodness, that is so phenomenal. That is so, because we want to become defensive and be like, what? I mean, it's just lunch. No.
Right.
It's not just lunch.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
If it was just lunch, you wouldn't have to, you know, give an excuse for it. It's just lunch, you know.
Exactly. So, accountability is a beautiful thing. It keeps our standard. It keeps us reaching for the high, you know, the high mark.
Yeah.
Rather than just settling for the low.
Right. So listen,
and just doing any old thing.
Amen. So you've been talking about Not My Own for a second. Now we're gonna go into that song. But tell them a little bit about this.
Well, okay. The first line, and they can get it from the lyrics. Here's my story. I gotta tell it, cuz his grace and mercy, he helped me rise above. He came and met me in the places that were dark and low. He said he'd hold me and he'd keep me, never let me go. So right there, that's telling you, I didn't say he met me when I was flying high.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. I said he came and met me in the places that were dark and low. He came and met me in the places that were dark and low. So in a very difficult time for me, and a time where my mentor, that song was birthed after I had gone through my mentoring, and after I was able to look back, you know, once you get past the pain, like when you're in the midst of it, you can't see clearly. It's fuzzy. But when you get past the pain and you wipe the tears and you wipe the snot, forgive my language, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you regroup, you can look back at that situation and see how God brought you through.
Yeah.
And that's what that song is based on. So through my trials and tribulations, I learned I don't belong to myself. So I need to be accountable.
Yeah.
I need to be accountable to Christ. Wow. I need to be accountable to my husband, to my family. You know, I need to love myself more and take this thing more seriously.
Yeah.
Before it's all taken away from me.
So look,
Go into it.
Yeah, I think they wait. We waiting. Let's go into this song, Not My Own. I'm actually going to play the 8 Mile mix featuring Mahogany
all right
Jones.
Now.
And we're going to get it in on Yada Yada King Radio.
He helped me rise above. He came and met me in the places that were dark and low. He said he'd hold me and he'd keep me, never let me go. No need to wonder why he loved me so. That's just the way it is, that's just the way it goes. I didn't earn it, what he did for me, he'll do for you. Did not deserve it, but he's perfect and his love is true. I'm not my own, I'm not my own, I'm not my own. No, I'm not my own. I shouldn't do the things I ought to do.
down for life. Just give your life to Christ.
There was no kind of cure for my grown. By 16, my grown was full blown. You know what I mean? Gave my ego her own throne. Crowned a queen. Hormones out of control. A sex machine. Thought that I was calling the shots, but I forgot that I was going up against the clock. I was gambling with like no more coins for the slot. In other words, I was losing. Caught up in confusion. Flatlining until I got that blood transfusion. For Christ and gratitude, I'm his prisoner. Read me my rights. My attitude's a new altitude. I'm in flight. Since Jehovah's been my captain, we don't reach new heights. He the star of my show. Keep his name in lights. Bright in the center of my heart. Not my own, he owns my soul and all of my body parts. I'm not my own, he owns my soul and all of my body parts.
I'm not my own.
Welcome to the first time visitors. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Glad you considered us. Hope you're feeling fine. Please do remember us. Keep us on your mind. If you ever need encouragement, keep us on rewind. You are now gathered on your stereo. Be prepared to witness the death and the burial of the uncool. Mic check 1-2. You are at the scene of a crime like a gumshoe. Come where I crucified lust, pride, jealousy, envy, contention, lies. I'm ready for my sentence. Sinless, eternal life through repentance. Solitary confined. You'll find that I'm feeling just fine. Put me on a cell block, hit me with the fine. I am intertwined in the master's peace. I'm created in his image, I'm a master's piece. Hey! Mic check 1-2. Before Christ I was so not cool.
Not cool.
But now I yield. I am not mine, I am his.
His.
And I ain't trying to be flashy. If you wanna know about God, just ask,
just
me.
Ask me.
Because I'm C-double-O-L. If you don't like it, then oh well. Before Christ I was lame with a limp, lacking, sinking in a ship that had no captain. Overboard to the shore gasping, asking for the Lord, the allure became passion. Living pure for the practice, giving the cure for the curse. No more living backwards, I'm Matt Stafford. Throw for the lion, not from Motor City but the city of Zion. I am top choice on his draft board. When he wakes up, the Lord's gotta clap for him. He named me the franchise, he saved me. Now I parade his name to the antis. Jesus, keep him on standby. I'm feeling cool under his rule, renewed with the lamb's mind. Like a landline, you can call him up. He'll take the sinful nature out your heart and ball it up. Hey! Mic check 1-2. Before Christ I was so not cool.
Not cool.
But now I yield. I am not mine, I am his.
His.
And I ain't trying to be flashy. If you wanna know about God, just ask,
just
me.
Ask me.
Because I'm C-double-O-L. If you don't like it, then oh well. I'm in the in crowd, yep. I can't walk with my chin down. Once lost but found under sin's cloud, yeah. I got up like a rebound. I'm in position, sin can no longer box me out.
Never.
I go the distance, fish for the remnant. Giving the definition of light to the dim lit. You can see the father call him Abba like a limerick. The narrow paths like skinny jeans, only the slim fit.
The slim fit.
You can call me bony, lost the way to sin by throwing up the old me. By his grace am I redone, daily crucified, suicide on rerun. Till the day that he comes,
yeah.
Catch me at the head am not the tail, I'm the head, never last. And I'll put that on my city, I'll carry the cross till they bury me like Biggie. Hey. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Before Christ I was so not cool,
not cool.
But now I yield, I am not mine, I am his,
his.
And I ain't tryna be flashy. If you wanna know about God, just ask me. Because I'm C-double-O-L. If you don't like it, then oh well.
So that was C Straight. The song is called So Not Cool. And, you know, to the world, we're not cool. But to God, this is what he's into. You know, and speaking of somebody that had to go through a lot of things, and now she understands that in God, that's all that matters. It's our sister, Janelle Coleman. And, man, I got a question. Some of the people on the live stream got a question. People listening to the podcast probably have the same question. Where can they get in contact with you? What's the name of your new CD? You know, how can they pick it up? Let them know all the contact information you have.
Okay. Anybody can go to JanelleColeman.com. That points you to everything. That points you to Twitter, Facebook, you know, all my scheduling, everything. Let me, if anyone's interested in booking and having me come and share in ministry, they can go to bookjanellecoleman at yahoo.com. My management phone number, 678-458-1951. The single, Not My Own, is available now on iTunes. So, really, if they get to JanelleColeman.com, that's going to let them know everything.
Okay.
What's going on. And there's a lot going on, too. God be the glory.
So are you actually in the process of releasing the full album? You know, what's up? What's up with that?
Still in the studio, working to have some wonderful songs, but still working in the studio. Be looking for a video soon on Not My Own.
Awesome.
So, so God is just really, really providing and allowing us to do some wonderful things. But we're still working hard in the studio.
Yeah.
You know, on the new songs. But they're coming. Sit tight.
So keep her in prayer. She's in the process of putting this album together. You guys know how, some artists or some people might not know how hard it is putting an album together. But sometimes it could be fast. Other times it could be slow. There's things that God is training us up in and things that, you know, he wants to get rid of us before we are actually allowed to go out. But this is what I'm going to ask you, Janelle. We, like I said, we enjoyed you on the show today, sharing your heart. I think that really impacted some of the people and the listeners that we had. And I'm praying that it continues to impact people. But I want to ask you this. What's the last word? What's the burning word that God has for you that you want to share with these people as you get off?
I would just say to allow God to maneuver in your life so much so that you just completely fall in love with yourself and trust him to lead you and guide you into what you need and where you need to go. You know what I'm saying? Just allow the Spirit of God to just hug and squeeze you and love you up so much that you actually look in the mirror and love what you see looking back at you, so that you can walk in a confidence and a blessed assurance that you belong to the Most High. And stick that chest out and just give that same love to your neighbor, to somebody else.
Build something up and don't tear nothing down. No, that's what's up, man. So you guys heard it from my sister Janelle, and we're gonna have to stay in contact. I'm gonna actually link up with G-Way. We're gonna try to get him on the show as well to talk about the other side. You know what I'm saying? Because he gonna know the good, the what did you say earlier? The good, the bad, the ugly.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
That's right. So We're going to talk about that. But I just want to say once again, we appreciate you taking out your time, being able to get it in with us and share your heart. And we praying that people will be blessed by this.
Thank you so much. This was simply my honor. I have just enjoyed myself, enjoyed this real conversation, this real honest and open conversation. And I appreciate you having me. Thank you so much.
All right. God bless you. You guys have a great night.
God bless you. You too.
All right. Peace.
Bye-bye.
Now, that was awesome, man. Getting it in with Janelle as she shared her story, her testimony, which we actually had a whole segment in a live stream where we were talking about teen pregnancy. Man, we might even have to do a whole show on that. I got to see what the people in the live stream and the people that listen to this are talking about. But hey, if you got a topic and you're like, man, Yada Da King, you guys is, you know, talking about good topics, but I want you to talk about this. Check it out. This is what I need you to do. You can do a few things. You can give me a call at 425-243-4285. Once again, that's 425-243-4285. Give us a call there and say, hey, I want you to talk about this. We will talk about your topic. If I got to study on it, I'm going to study on it. But we gonna get it in and figure out, you know, what we needed to be talking about. So do that. Also, you can go to email us at yadadaking@gmail.com or go to yadadaking.com and click in the contact information and say, hey, I want to send this to you. And we could talk about what you're trying to talk about, man. We're excited about this accountability. I'm going to talk about that in the next segment after this music comes up, man. And I think this is really important for us as the church to talk about accountability, to know who is it for, why should we be accountable. And, you know what I'm saying, who should we be accountable to? You know, I think that some of those things are very important for us to operate in Christ properly. If we don't have these things in place, I think what happens is it becomes, as Janelle said, we don't have no accountability. So we do whatever we feel like doing. And, you know, if one person stops at the stop sign and the other person doesn't, it could cause some problems, you know what I'm saying? And as we talked about teen pregnancy and some of the other things we were chopping it up about love, I gotta play some songs about love, real love, because that's what we do. If we're going to tell people what love is, we got to explain it to them well so that they can walk it out and they say, hey, that's what love is. Not what the world is telling us. And that's what we got to do. We got to reprogram our minds to a place where we're not following the ways of the world. And D. Montrell said it best in this song called Real Love. Matter of fact, I'm going to let y'all hear this for a second. Check it out on Yada Da King Radio.
Yeah. I like that. See, I turn on the radio. And sometimes the TV. And everybody say they sing about love. Well, let me say this.
What we need is real love. About to face love. The kind that makes you break up. I need you all in love. What we need is real love. The kind of love that really is. The kind of love that's always gonna be there. Yeah, 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 yeah. What we need is real love.
The way I can't describe it. Open up the book and let me see if I can find it. Let me see what this is saying. So there'll be no more debate. No, as I'm reading, I don't see nothing but talking down to another. And as I flip the pages over and keep reading, there's some things that I discovered. They say that love is kind, can ease a troubled mind. I know you heard that before. Don't leave, wait, please, there's more. See, I don't see nothing but taking nothing off nobody that don't appreciate you. And if you don't love yourself, don't expect nobody else to do the things for you that you
what
won't do.
What we need is real love, not to fake love. And it makes you break up. I need you all in love. What we need is real love. The kind of love that really is. The kind of love that's always gonna be there.
What we need is real love. It's called a got be love. Same kind of love that comes from above. It's more than just dating, more than just waiting, more than just chasing, more than just gazing into each other's eyes. I'm telling you I tried, but it couldn't hold me, cause it didn't know me. No,
I know
it's gotta be better than this. Who can really love you like this? I got somebody better than you, this. So let me introduce you to my best friend in the world.
Hey, Casey,
this is my boy, JC.
JC, this is Casey.
I'm glad that y'all can meet.
Don't be scared to chop it up.
Switch numbers, talk it up.
Casey, the phone real love.
Real love,
lots of fake love. The kind that makes you break up. I'll leave you all love. What we need is real love. The kind of love that really cares. The kind of love that's always gonna be there.
Sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call.
They got me on my LL tonight, licking my lips and everything. But I don't need love, cause I got love, and his name is Jesus. I know what you need.
What we need is real love.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to his work. I'd like to introduce to you, Cash, Jay Runner. Let's go.
Yo, Jay, you ready?
Yeah.
Well, let's go in.
Let's get him.
Yo, bragging about myself, that's what secular rap's for. Every single rhyme is to point you to that cross. And all of the music reflects all of the truths of the text, giving you truth so you know about that Lord who died so you wouldn't be that lost. Or you got bread, your sin debt. Do you know how much that costs? More than you could ever generate. But God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten to set it straight. But you intend to hate by your lifestyles, quite wild till the sky cracks and he regulates. We try and set the record straight. See what God says he does. Trust me, homie, that train's never late. To hip-hop's maintaining, we try and polish it. But in order to rebuild, gotta demolish it. So when the beat's done, don't say that we got it unless everything we gave you and what you got wasn't got for him.
Straight represent. Jesus Christ, y'all. Going hard in the paint. Yeah. Hey, yo, Jay Runner. Hit that next verse. Gotta hit him hard. About to hit him hard.
Nothing, nothing but a sinner saved. Former slave, disorderly, depraved, but was given grace. I thank the Lord, the Bible's no longer a bitter taste.
Jay,
but all my favorite food deserves to snacks upon a dinner plate. You see, when the gospel penetrates your mind, it incinerates your thinking to realize your life's been a waste. Without Jesus, we were on this track of life, thinking that we running, but all the while we've been in place. Yeah, we've been in place, been in place. But the Lord has given grace to turn us from our sinning ways. Yeah, you see, he reached in the trash bin, looking for a little pathetic sinner named Jasmine. Took the wall I built up against them and smashed it. I had been headed straight for hell with a gas, and I had been an enemy of God. That's past tense, now you can call me Jazz, Jay Runner or has been.
Yeah, you heard it here first. You heard it here first. We going in. Christ Jesus all the way. Represent his work. Not about me. It's not about you. It's about him. Yeah. Woo!
Yo, that song is called Hit the group is His Work, and the song was Back to Tape. You know what I'm saying? They want to get back to the tape, you know what I'm saying? Backpacking and all that. That's actually one of T-Stone's groups. And speaking of T-Stone, we got him coming up in the interview pretty soon, man. So you guys don't want to miss that. Tony Stone, one of the premier Christian producers in gospel hip-hop arena. We're going to talk to him and talk about some of the things that he does, why he does what he does, and all that. You know, but speaking of the topic, we're going to go and talk about accountability. Once again, shout out to Michelle for the topic. I call her, you know what I'm saying, Miss Spurs. You know what I'm saying? I still, like I said, I'm still praying for her to understand that the Spurs is going to have a good season, but I don't know about their after season. But anyways, the questions that I actually had asked Janelle, and I'm going to actually talk about the same ones, is who should we be held accountable to? Now, everybody said God, except for Michelle. She said, I think we are accountable to God, but also accountable for how we rep him. So when we talk about who should we be held accountable to, we're held accountable to God and also to the body of Christ, because if I misrepresent God and the lifestyle of God to other people, what happens is they're saying, hey, man, that's what a Christian is. That's what a Christian does. So what happens is, since I wasn't upholding my accountability to God and to the people of God, now I no longer have a, basically I made the body of Christ look bad in that sense. So number one, as Janelle said, we need to be accountable to God, but we also need to be accountable to brothers and sisters. We need to be around men and women of God who will check us if we need to get checked, who will tell us, hey, man, I really appreciated that. That really impacted my life. So we know that, okay, our lives are, man, when we have people around us like that, our accountability circle, that what happens is now we're growing more in God. But if you have people around you and you're accountable to people that really are not into God, you know, man, I go to church when I feel like it. If it's a nice sunny day, I'm going fishing. You know, if you got people like that that you're being held accountable to, and sometimes we can even say it's like peer pressure, the way that accountability works with some circles. But what we understand is we got to be accountable to the right people. You know, without being accountable to the right people, it can cause some problems. Also, why is accountability necessary? I think Michelle or Janelle actually said it best when she said, if one person stops at a stop sign and another person drives through the stop sign and think it's a go sign, what happens is somebody's going to get hit. Somebody's going to get hurt, because our accountability isn't something that we are taking serious. You know what I'm saying? Why is accountability necessary? Because without that, there's lawlessness. Without that, there's a lot of people that will do different things, saying, hey, I don't need this, I don't need that. But accountability really corrects and gets people straight. If I'm a father and I say, hey, I want to be a good father, and I need somebody to hold me accountable to making sure I take care of my kids, to making sure I love my kids, to making sure I train them up in righteousness, and I don't have anybody checking me on it, I might not be doing that. I could be like, oh man, my kids, you know, man, forget you kids. You know, what you're doing is useless. What you're doing is stupid, and speaking negativity into their life instead of the thing that I said I'm going to even hold myself accountable to. That's why it's important to be in Christian circles. It's important to be in churches so that when we are held accountable, it allows us to grow in God. Now, we got this question. Who is accountability for? And it is for everybody. As we were talking with Janelle, there is an age of accountability for some people, for the younger people. But that doesn't mean that even us as parents, we don't hold the kid accountable to everything. But we do try to train them up and let them know they're responsible for their own actions. If my kid, which is my daughter, she's almost three. She's going to turn three soon. And if she goes and you know what I'm saying, and goes potty on the floor when she knows that she's not supposed to do that, there's going to be some consequences. And I know Michelle's going to say consequences because I keep on saying that. There's going to be some consequences. She might have to go to bed early. There might be, you know what I'm saying, a love tap. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not talking about beating my kids. I don't believe in that. But there's going to be something that she has to understand so that she won't do it again. But, you know what I'm saying, if an older person does that, you're like, yo, what's the deal? You should have been held accountable for these kind of actions. What happens is now somebody got to retrain them. And I think with today's world, a lot of people have not been held accountable. So when they do certain things and you check them on that, they're like, man, who are you to come tell me this? Because the world is going to love lawlessness. It says that in the Bible, that the evil love lawlessness. They love doing whatever floats their boat. They love going and hurting somebody. They love going to waylay anybody else. You know what I'm saying? But it's very important for us to understand that we have to be accountable, and we have to train other people to be accountable. In our churches, we should be accountable to somebody. Our pastors, they need to be accountable to somebody. As I said, should pastors? And Fleck was like, of course. But a lot of pastors, they don't hold themselves accountable to anybody. They don't listen. So then what happens is they start getting it in. They start preaching messages. And after a while, they start preaching messages that are not in the Bible. And since nobody can tell them anything, you know what I'm saying, it causes them to get to a place where they say, hey, I don't care what you have to say. It's my way or the highway. If you don't like it, you can leave. And that's not accountability. And that's a bad, it has a bad rep on the church. But let me see what some of the people said in live stream. They said, Flex said, we have to be accountable to each other because we are made in God's image. Plus, Jesus said, love each other. And if you do that, that shows love and respect. All right. Arlene said, Colossians says it all in chapters 2 and 3. Tells us what to take off and what we are to put on in Christ. And she stuck on Paul's letter. I think last night we talked, she was talking about Colossians. So that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? And let's see what else they had to say. They going in about some artists. They're saying he's a great artist. I could dig it. You know what I'm saying? But more than anything, we have to be accountable to God. Without being accountable to God, it causes strains on relationships. As I said earlier, if I'm not accountable to God, if don't expect you, if you, let's say it like this, if you're looking for a relationship, if the other person that you're trying to get in a relationship with doesn't love God, I don't care if you're talking about a male, female friend relationship, if they don't know God, don't expect them to hold their word. Don't expect them to be honest with you, because if they're not accountable to God, they're just going off whatever pleases them at the time. And that's sin. You know what I'm saying? But this is what I'm going to do. I'm your boy, Don Christian. I'm about to get out of here. Remember, we always yada the king. Let's go.
Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da king. Shabakta king. I yada da king. I yada da king. There's power in my praise, so I